Hello.
Hi, Christopher. It's Nadine. I missed your call. Hey, how's it going?
How are you doing?
Good, good. In fact, I was going to call you because I noticed, and I'm not going to call them because I don't know why they're calling me. Yelp is calling me regarding you.
Right.
And that they gave them my number. So I wanted to talk to you because, I mean, there's no reason for me to talk to them. What is the concern? I wanted to talk to you.
Well, they just wanted to verify. Maybe I misunderstood it.
Okay.
They wanted me to claim the business on their website, which I hope I didn't mess up in that regard because I did end up claiming it. Yes, I did.
Okay.
So hopefully that isn't, it went through my mind after the fact of.
Okay. So
because I know
okay.
that you guys said that you'd be doing a little bit of advertising on it or
yeah.
something like that.
Well, yeah, let me tell you what we do. Okay. So what we do is just a profile page for you on Yelp. So you have some content on there, right? So
okay.
when you talk to that gal, did you give her any credit card information by chance?
No, I did not.
Okay, good.
Because obviously,
okay.
for our conversation.
Okay, good.
Before.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Only because they're going to start calling you to probably, because you claimed it now, they're probably going to want you to start doing Yelp ads. You just keep adamant
yep.
and just say no, 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 I'm not interested.
She tried to do that.
I knew it. And that's why she's calling me because, and I'm glad, that's why I was like, I'm not calling her, I'm talking to you first. Right? Because I'm not going to give her
right.
any information.
That's
you know?
What I told her as well. It's just like, I want to talk to Nadine and local Slack
no,
before
she,
I even.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
I just
dear.
Have
we're
or
good.
Verifying to do.
yeah. All we do is just, we just do like the regular profile for you. So when they see that, right? Now they're trying to get you to like, oh, now claim it. Oh, you could do,
yep.
you could do Yelp ads. So it's their strategy, right? So we're not running Yelp ads for you because predominantly what we do, you know, is Google placement, the Facebook ads and all that other stuff, right? But we do want
right.
to make
and
sure
so
that you also.
Theoretically, with that Google, they are going to get that Yelp in a sense.
Exactly. And exactly.
There, so
and
it's kind of redundant.
Yeah. And here's the thing too, like even if someone's on Yelp, right? And they're just looking for someone who's in need of your service, right? We want to make sure that they can
mm-hmm.
find you listed there too. So that's why we do the directory
right.
submission. So she's probably just curious as to trying, thinking, I'm going to give her, you know, oh, you know, I'm not giving her any ammo. No, you're not going to try to swindle him into investing more money. You know what I mean? Like, I don't.
Yep.
That's why I was like, no, I'm calling. yeah. And that's why I'm like, let me call him and just see. Because she was like really cool about it, you know, on her message. Oh, he gave me your number and wanted me to reach out to you. And I'm like, that doesn't sound like Christopher would do that.
Yeah,
let me call.
No, I just told her that I already hired somebody to kind of handle my marketing and everything. And
yeah.
I know that you made a comment about Yelp. I didn't know
mm-hmm.
exactly what was going on there, so. That's the only reason I even gave him your number in that regard.
Yeah.
Just to,
no, that's fine.
Like, okay.
That's fine.
Like,
Absolutely.
I'm not going to talk to you if I'm already having somebody else work with me on marketing on that level. So
right.
I didn't
yeah,
want to step
no,
on
no,
toes.
Of course.
I didn't want to disrespect you. And so.
no, you are
and then,
completely
And then she called me
fine.
Back and said that she left you a message and yeah, so forth. And that's why I was like, okay, well, I'll just. Humor
okay.
you is
yeah of
yeah.
course not no worries
and so even
yeah.
with that said you said that they just set up a generic page in that regard
yes of
right?
course yeah that's
and
what
so,
they're setting up it's like even on the BBB
okay.
right they're just going to set you up like a profile there so that way your information is also on there as well if someone's in search of your services right
okay.
we still want to make sure that if they're going to those directories you know that they're able to see you okay
right Now, with that said, if I were to change the, or make a password and everything, are they still able to access that Yelp? Are they going to still need access
to
that Yelp?
We should still be able to have access to it unless, like, if you set up a password or anything, you could just let us know,
yep.
like, hey, I just claimed my, my profile on Yelp. So if you guys need the password, here it is. Because what we do is we're just making sure that everything is uniform. So now that you have that access, you could also go on there. Like if you want to add your pictures. But just I would recommend don't pay for any Yelp ads because they get really expensive. Yeah. And I'm not saying that they don't work.
I was going to say they want a dollar a day just to put my logo on there. It's like,
oh, that's crazy. A dollar a day?
That's expensive.
Yeah. No.
So,
I'm like, what, a dollar a day to put your logo?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Trust me, I know.
She's like giving me all these prices, and, oh, that's only $15 a day. I'm like, $15 a day? Just
30?
For how many clicks?
Yeah.
And I'm like, capped out. But that gives you 91 clicks a day, or a month. Like, that's not even that much. Like, what if somebody just randomly going through and click, click, click?
Yeah, it'll get eaten up. How are they monitoring it? You know?
Exactly. She said that there's some kind of monitoring system or algorithm. I don't know, but it was just,
they have their algorithms. I mean, it's Yelp. You know what I mean? It's like Google. Google has its algorithms as well. But, I mean, if you're going to be money in ads, I wouldn't invest it on that. I would invest it more either towards your Facebook ads or investing it as well to Google ads before you start investing it on Yelp ads.
Thank you. I fully agree with that.
You're good. All right, my dear. Well, I just wanted to make sure I called you, and I missed your call, and I'm like, oh, gosh darn it.
No, you're fine. I left you a message.
Okay.
I know everybody's busy now at this, especially on a Wednesday.
Yeah,
like,
and then I think
one of the busier
Sherry,
days.
It looks like Sherry might have called you because I think you said you had received a call from us, right?
I believe
Or a message. Okay, I'm just looking. They added porch installation and bathroom remodel as service pages. I'm just reading through the notes. Client added us as a Facebook admin. Okay, perfect. So I'm just reading through the notes.
I did do that the other day. I didn't get full access. I had no offense to anybody. I didn't like the fact of even myself getting deleted off my actual page. So
that's fine. That's fine, whichever. So that way we can at least get everything else running.
I was going to say they have all the advertisement ability answering and posting and whatever else of sort. So.
Okay, perfect.
And then regarding to pictures, while I have you on the phone here, I just wanted to make sure that I'm doing it properly because I'm actually was in the midst of it while she called from Yelp. It's the photos at localsplash.com?
Yes, that is it. Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So I have a good portion of them loaded up so far.
Awesome.
I have a few more pictures to add on. So.
Awesome. Sounds good.
Can't necessarily guarantee 100% quality on all of the pictures per se, so hopefully.
Yeah, and those
make a big deal.
And I'll tell you this, they're not going to put pictures that aren't of good quality, right? So if there's some that really aren't that good, they will not post them. They won't put them.
Appreciate that. That's what was going through my mind.
I mean,
like, man,
it
looks good on the thumb that I'm looking at right now, but
if
once you open it up and put it on the website or something.
Yeah, if the pixels aren't good on it, if it's just really grainy, they're not gonna put it because that's doing
you
an injustice. You know what I mean? That's not doing any justice to your profile at all or your website or anything like
that. That's what I wanted to hear. Because I didn't want to go through and open up 200 pictures just trying to find a good-looking one.
Listen, I've had some clients that are like, I sent a bunch of pictures and only three are there. And I'm like, because all those other pictures are poor quality. We're not going to put poor quality photos for your business. I mean, because what does that say about us?
Yeah,
You know what I mean?
What does that say about all of us? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's like, wow, that company puts crappy looking pictures, you know, on your website. You know what I mean? And it's like, we're not going to do that. That's like
cool.
So unprofessional. So
shooting us all in the foot.
Exactly. Because then it's like, how is that helping your company any? It's not.
Yep.
You know, and it's okay to tell someone, listen.
It's not helping yours. And
exactly. And it's okay to tell the business owner, listen, the photos that you sent us are not quality photos. We need some new photos. These photos aren't going to work. It's okay to tell them that.
If they take it, I think so.
If they get offended, then maybe it's your deliverance on it.
You know as well as I do. Yep. And or they're just. Yeah.
All right. Okay, Christopher, well, go ahead and send over those pictures, and then so that way they can start working on those, okay?
Okay. Am I kind of up to par in that regard, though, once these pictures are sent out?
Everything, you're waiting on the PIN code, right?
Yes, I am. I did receive a text message. I don't remember what day it was, but it was saying that a Google verification was sent, and I only had 30 minutes to respond.
And you only have 30 minutes to respond? Where did you get it from?
Yeah, hold on. I thought it was some local splash, that 1-877 number. I'm looking for it right now. It was a while ago. It was at like 1:20. I didn't even receive it, and I don't know what it was about.
On
120? You said that it was going to be mailed to me.
I see a message. Did you send the logo?
I haven't sent the logo yet.
Okay. Make sure you send the logo.
I was going to say it's in the pictures that I'm
sending
today.
I see attempts Google PC sent. Okay, my set completed. Client added us as admins. Yeah, I don't see that we sent you a message about, you should be getting the PIN code in the mail.
Oh, no, it was from 509-512-2883.
Hold on, 509.
That's my masking number. that it was sent from. So it's pretty much sent to myself. I don't know. But it says 077957 is your Google business profile verification code. This code will expire in 30 minutes.
077 what?
957, yeah.
So it's 077957?
Correct, but it says I only had 30 minutes and it'll expire, so I don't know what that was about. Maybe that was
I don't know what that was about either.
I just wanted to throw that out there.
Okay. All right.
It didn't sound right to me when I saw that.
That didn't sound right either. Good thing, right? You just got to be careful. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
That was good for my mask number.
Well, thank goodness, right? So that makes sense why it would be masked. Okay. Now I get it.
You know, the one that's on my website and everything for them to call. That would be tracked.
The tracking
number, I guess.
Yes. Okay. Yep. Awesome. So I'm glad you got that set up, too. All right. Well, you enjoy the rest of your day, and then I'm not going to return her call because I'm not giving her any information on you. FYI.
Appreciate that. So I'll just tell her I'm good with the services I have and take care.
Right? All right. Well, you have a good one, Chris, okay? Take care.
Thank you as well.
You're welcome, honey.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.